In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The walk to Emmaus. The risen Christ stays with them for quite a long time. It is not just a brief visit. The hymn, "Abide with Me," comes to mind. You see, in the Swedish version of this hymn, there is added a verse about the walk to Emmaus. And it could be translated maybe something like this. Not only a word or a quick glance, I pray. No, but like the way you in Emmaus appeared and carried the heavy burden of grieving brothers. Do not just visit, Lord. Abide with me. It is like a prayer. Stay with us, God, not just for a short second or in a quick glimpse. Stay and let us feel your presence. Abide with us the way you did in Emmaus. Let us today join the two disciples on their walk. Cleopas and the other who remains unknown. We can tell that they are sad, confused, and lost. And it resonates with our world today and allows us to bring with us our own fears and worries as we walk with them. And so he comes to join them, the risen Christ. They do not recognize him, and he asks what has happened, asks us to tell him all about it. Cleopas is surprised that he doesn't know, and we, joining with our worries, we might say the same for our time. How do you not know what's happening right now? Yes, different times, different worries and sorrows get mixed together when we join the walk. But we all get to tell him about it as he takes his time and walks with us, carefully listening. We need that sometimes. We need to tell what is going on in our hearts, in our lives, and in our world. We sometimes need to tell our story again and again. Somehow slowly healing as abiding, listening ears are giving comfort. The risen Christ walked with the disciples the long way to Emmaus, but they didn't recognize him. Not until later, in the breaking of the bread. Maybe we do not always recognize when God becomes present. Maybe we do not always see how God abides with us until afterwards.